Genesis chapter 45. Now Joseph is the great ruler in Egypt, and there's this huge famine that there has been, and his brothers have come now the second time to buy food. And as Stephen says in the New Testament, at the second time, Joseph was made known to his brothers. And Joseph is like Jesus. We could say Joseph was a type of Jesus.
All their names did start with the same letter.
Yeah, they did. That's true in English. And so what it shows then is that Jesus will be revealed to his brothers, that is the Jews, the second time. So you can see in these types things that point forward to something greater in the life of Jesus. So what Joseph's done, he's put their money back in their sacks, and he's put his silver divining cup in Benjamin's sack, and then his steward goes and brings them back and says, "Why did you steal my cup?" They said, "We didn't steal your cup." "Yes, one of you did." And then Joseph says, "Well, Benjamin will have to stay with me then." And Judah breaks down and says, "Oh, please, no, let me stay instead of him, because I promised Jacob that I would bring Benjamin back. And if Benjamin doesn't come back, the old man's going to die." And of course, this was all his own father and his brother. Then Joseph couldn't refrain himself before all those who stood before him. And he cried, "Cause everyone to go out from me." No one else stood with him, while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. He wept aloud. The Egyptians heard, and the house of Pharaoh heard. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Does my father still live?" His brothers couldn't answer him, for they were terrified at his presence after all the horrible things they'd done to him. Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, please." They came near. This looks ahead, as we said. It's a type. It all looks forward to when Jesus comes back to the earth and his brothers, whom he's really been so patient with, finally realize that the Jesus of Nazareth, whom they crucified, is in fact the Son of God and the Messiah. But he is so forgiving. That's the wonderful thing about Joseph, and they can't even believe that he's as forgiving as he is. So he says, "Don't be grieved, nor angry with yourselves that you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither ploughing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant in the earth, and to save you alive by a great salvation." So you see, all through all the bad things that they had done to Joseph, God was working in order to bring about salvation. So he says, "So now it wasn't you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and to be lord of all his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and tell him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, don't wait. You shall live in the land of Goshen, and you will be near to me, you, your children, your children's children, your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. There I will nourish you, for there are still 5 years of famine, lest you come to poverty, you and your family, and all that you have. Behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. You shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that you've seen. You shall hurry and bring my father down here." He fell on his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept on his neck. He kissed all his brothers and wept on them. After that, his brothers with him. Report of it was heard in Pharaoh's house that Joseph's brothers have come. And Pharaoh was pleased, and he said to Joseph, "Tell your brothers, load your animals and go back to the land of Canaan. Take your father and your families and come to me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you will eat the fat of the land. So take wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones, your wives, and bring your father and come, and don't concern yourselves about your belongings, for the good of all the land of Egypt." Well did so. Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them food for the way. He gave each one of them changes of clothing, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothing. He sent the following to his father, 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt. and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain and bread and provision for his father by the way. So he sent his brothers away, and he said to them, see that you don't quarrel on the way. In other words, this great experience of salvation and mercy and grace should lead to us not arguing with each other. Fortunately, we, like them, all tend to. They went up out of Egypt and came into Canaan to Jacob, their father. They told him, saying, Joseph is still alive. Well, that's really the same as saying, yes, and we lied to you, really, about his death. Pretending he'd been killed by a wild animal and dipping his coat of many colours in blood. Joseph is still alive, they said, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt. Jacob's heart fainted. He didn't really believe them. They told him all the words of Joseph which he had said to them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is still alive. I will go and see him before I die.